like that.
Wonderful.
So I think he's he did a great job. Mm-hmm. Now the one other item on related to the website is one of the things that Darius and I talked to Herbie about was it would be nice, since we are an independent committee, you know, structured independently of the board, the school district, to have a separate URL so that you don't have to go through the district website to get to the committee website. That, you know, we would have a website that we give out the URL and people go directly to this and don't have to go through the district. The district has the ability to do that. They've done that, on a couple of things for other programs. And Gary has reported back that can be done for us, and it's like it was a $2,500 cost to do that per year.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not a whole lot of money. It would work to increase the independence, you know, the visual independence of the committee, having our own website. You know, I think Darius and I, we sort of think that that's probably worth a $2,000 per year expenditure to have that. Does anybody have other comments? Or
I would rather save the $2,000 and give it back to the school. I don't think.
Well, it's not Prop K. I can't use Prop K. I have to use general fund, and I'm going to be blunt. I have a problem with it. Spending $2,000 when I think you can get the same thing through here. I think a lot of people go right to the school district to look for Prop K and not Prop K. And if you type in Prop K, I did it just to see. The first one came up with San Francisco Prop K, and it had something to do with prostitution. But
oh my God.
I didn't read too deep into it, but I don't know why we had to have this. But I'm just giving you my opinion. I won't fight you on it. I mean, if you really, truly want it, I'll make it happen, but money's real tight in the general fund, our operation budget, so I'm just throwing that out.
Why does it cost so much? I mean, what
it's the software we use that we know how to use, that's why. I mean, you can get something cheaper, but this is what we use for all our schools, so we have only a couple of people that, you know, really, like Herbie, can really get in there and use it, so that's why.
Is it not an option if we were to get our own URL and a template and then update it ourselves? Because I think the discussion initially was the district really kind of, I don't want to say control, but wanted to have some input.
You're welcome to do that. If there's a cheaper one and you want to control it, that's fine. But, you know, you're here, you flow through 2 years and 2 years, so someone else will have that knowledge. Otherwise, it comes back. I don't care.
It's like $6 a month at GoDaddy.
That's fine. I don't care. You're welcome to do that. I'll pay for it. The $2,000 is what kind of gulped me. I didn't realize I was paying that for schools, but that's what we're doing, because we try to get them to use it and make it simple, and this must be the simplest software we could find.
The notion of sort of shifting that responsibility directly to us and then being responsible for that, having somebody like Herbie do that, I don't know. You know, to me, you know, clearly Herbie is very capable of doing a good job here. So I want to shift that.
I'm certainly not going to spend time to do it.
Okay, you're already signed up to Facebook.
Business program, so. It was just a comment, just a question, because the cost comparison, and I understand that, you know, like, things available to corporate entities always seem to cost 10 times more, and I'm sure it's the same thing for school districts, but it just seemed, you've already got those systems in place for other sites. I was just curious why it costs so much.
That's what I was. That's what I was told. It was the company that provides the software that we could train a few people to use and try to get the schools to be in charge of it, as opposed to one person. The schools can, we taught them how to use it, and they can update their own fairly easily and consistent. It's all tied together, and so. And I don't know if there's any security about someone tapping in, if we have more control of somebody hopping in and typing things on our website that shouldn't. Kids get very creative when they want to be funny. And so
I think, you know, what ameliorates my concern a little bit, or my desire to have that independence, is I think that you've changed your homepage too. I think Herbie has also been changing that, working on that. So I think it's easier to see the COC website, to get to the COC website through that homepage. And I think with the Facebook, the way we're thinking about using Facebook, that'll be a more, I think it'll be another way to get out to the community and direct them to where to get to the more detailed COC information. So maybe that's the compromise.
I think the cost is prohibitive.
Okay. All right, any comments, questions then on moving forward with the website? Good direction.
I think they did a great job.
Okay.
Ready for the...
I took, obviously, some of these pictures I took off the district site and some other locations, but the goal of the Facebook site is really to drive traffic to the COC site. It's not intended to convey large chunks of information, but what it does allow us to do, if you scroll down, is there are links that we can put in to certain pages of the site. Unfortunately, I can't read it too well from here, but for example, you know, there's the new sections that Herbie put up about, you know, Woodland and the technology upgrades. If you click on those, it'll take you actually right to the page that we were looking at earlier. So it
That's
gives
great.
Us the ability to sort of direct people to maybe new events that are happening, but sort of piggyback on what has been implemented into the district site. It's just another way to advertise it, so to speak. One thing that I did when I configured this, though, based on some concerns that were expressed at one of the earlier meetings, is I turned off the option to comment. So there are really two features. You can post new comment, or you can comment to something that's already been posted. And so both of those are turned off. And you know, down the road, if the committee changes its mind in that respect, it's very easy to just turn them back on. But you know, try to keep interest using photos. Like I've got a link to the webcam for the high school there. And, you know, when you click on those, it takes you right to those locations as well. But in a couple of the sections towards the top, it gives us the ability to post like our mission statement. That's in there. And so you can put the full substance of those, you know, that text. It has a capability of doing that, but you have to go through a couple of steps to get to it. You know, I've also posted our annual report is there. You click on that, it takes you to the website that has the report as well. But I think the advantage of this in terms of advertising, in a sense, is that, you know, if I am my personal page like this, and then there's a post on that page, it will show up and my friends will see that. And so the more we can sort of populate that, maybe with the PTA, with some of the school Facebook sites, that gives us a little bit wider spread. At the top, it has an events tab. And that event, in my mind, like for today, it indicates the day and time of the meeting today. So that would be something that you know, we want to make sure is updated all the time. But basically, it's just very simple, and the idea is really to make it interesting for somebody to want to click through and get to our site where they can get the meat of it, so to speak.
That's kind of cool.
Who's maintaining this? Are you putting it on your phone?
Yeah, I think it's great. I think the two things we talked about here go a long way to increasing what I think is an important objective of the committee, and that's getting information out and trying to get the people in the community to get up the curve in terms of what's going on with the COC and the school district and expenditures of Prop K. All we can do is get it out there and try to do the best we can to get people involved and get them directed to the information. So I'm very happy with this. I think this is great.
It's very nice.
It's really sharp.
It's all Facebook, actually. Yeah, it doesn't take a whole lot of effort.
If a person wanted to comment, you know, and maybe post a question, is there a way to direct it, not publicly, but to say, to leave a question or...
That's something I forgot to mention, actually. The contact, unfortunately, for you right now, Cecilia, is your email address. And we talked to Herbie about setting up an info@ through the district, which would then be directed to the committee or whoever's designated. So it's kind of a placeholder for now, but that was one of the things that we talked about, and I don't think we've gotten there yet, but that's how they get
involved. I like the idea of an info app.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a lot of people are using that now. If they had a question, if they had, you know, well, who do I talk to about this? You know, it's a way to contact us.
Mm-hmm.
So I like that idea.
Are you volunteering to
I mean, that's fine. It's German, you know, that would be fine for Cecilia to forward anything that comes in, or whoever's going to be receiving that info app, you know, to come to me and, you know, I can appropriately deal with
it. And I think they can probably set it on their end to automatically forward it.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, when the next chairman comes in, they just make that change. And
mm-hmm.
Okay.
Any other comments, concerns?
That's great, guys.
Okay.
Wonderful.
All right. we talked about comments from committee. I have one comment, and it sort of ties into something that came up earlier, and that's the audit. You know, the audit is coming up pretty soon.
Uh-huh.
One of the things I did notice in the last report from the committee, there actually was a COC future recommendation with respect to the audit.
Uh-huh.
They recommended three things. Prior to the selection of an auditor for the next fiscal year audit, COC recommends that the scope of the performance audit be expanded to include an opinion on the effectiveness of district internal controls, identification of deficiencies in internal controls, and compliance as an objective of the audit. I don't know if staff or the auditor have responded to those recommendations.
I'd have to ask. See, sometimes we get three-year contracts, and so we're not going out to bid for another 2 years for another auditor, but that's usually a part of the audit is compliance with internal controls. That's a standard audit portion of their report. So that would have been in the last report. I think somebody was thinking of something a little different than that.
So I don't know if somebody can shed some light on what.
If I remember right, I think it was Bill was concerned about a statement where it said something to the effect of the auditor expresses no opinion as to, and I think that was an effort to maybe
could
require
be.
That be.
Well,
that's kind of my recollection.
Well, you have this separate audit plus our regular audit, and I know the regular audit does have internal controls in it, and I believe this one does as well, because they do tests. They're testing and going through the whole process. So I'll pull it out and look at it. But
yeah, maybe just take a look at it and have the auditor.
Sure.
Because I was at that meeting and there was just one line that said something funny.
The auditor expressed it, but he was looking for something.
Well,
let me try
to shed a little bit of light on it, because, you know, dealing with a lot of big deals, that auditors, CPAs have very restrictive guidelines in terms of what they can opine to. And that's just set up by this national AICPA. It says if you're doing this sort of audit or report, this is what you can say. And it may be, you know, that's
whatever the recommendation was.
So it's, I think it's worth just flying by and getting their comment on something that is outside of the purview of the report in accordance with the auditing standards that we are supposed to adhere to. Or, okay, we can do it. But it's going to cost the district $10,000 more.
It was a disclaimer language, I think, that was the concern.
Which every professional has, right? Darius?
Well, there was an issue in my mind as far as how far the audit goes. I still haven't got any real good figure as to how much the underwriter made from sales of our bonds.
It's in the
official. It's published.
Yeah.
It went to the board.
Yeah, it's in the official statements of the financing documents.
I think I got that stuff to you, but it listed all the different issuance costs. It's in there.
Yeah.
The underwriter's in there, and also all the other people, the lawyer, the printer, everybody.
All of the expenditures, the sources and uses have to be clearly delineated in the official.
Right. I remember seeing some figures, but I've got two different school districts, so I can get them.
The stuff I sent you had it in there for both issues.
But I seem to recall something like 64,000 or something like that.
Oh, a lot more than that for the underwriter.
Yes.
The underwriter is usually somewhere in the neighborhood of 1% to 0.9% in there of whatever the bond proceeds or the bond issue was.
Well, there's the discounts and how much they make from the resale.
Well, and our charge, I don't care what they make from the resale, our charge is, you know, X amount of dollars, and it's listed. It's required, so that's what goes to the board.
So we don't know how much they made from resale of bonds?
No, and it's not, it's, they buy it, it's, they can make it all they want or lose all they
want.
Yeah,
but they have this conflict of interest because they're buying and selling the bonds.
Not with us. If they're buying it, they're the buyer, they own it. And it could be sold 5 times, 10 times, I don't know. It could be sold quite a bit over the next 40 years.
Or they could be stuck holding a lot
themselves. Yeah, they could be, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Can I, I'm sorry, jump back to the previous topics on the website and the Facebook? I think in the discussion that set it on the agenda for this meeting, we had talked about having some sort of, you know, parameters or guidelines. I think as far as the website's concerned, it's all very factual. And so, you know, in line with that, if all of the links really just go back to the site or factual items, then do we need to approve those? Because I think that was the goal with the last agenda.
I think that was the gist of the conversation, that Facebook should sort of mirror them as factual, and we want to do it summary form and then link them to, you know, the COC webpage, not opinion or other things. Is that everybody's sense?
So I think the direction was don't you know, put it up until it's reviewed and we discuss it. And so if we've discussed it, we can approve it.
I think did we need a formal motion? Is there a motion to move forward with the website and the Facebook the way we've described it?
I'll move. Second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? No. Okay, good. Official. All right. Any other comments, committee members? Any comments?
I'll just thank the staff for all their hard work and, you know, keeping the project going along. And as Cecilia was saying, it's like being on a treadmill.
And they keep increasing they keep bumping up the speed.
I appreciate that Kathy stayed on in her retirement to finish this project. It was huge. Just Kari trying to deal with this K8 site is consuming him. But to deal with this, it would miss out. And this is going to be the star, I think, of San Diego.
Yeah.
And so Julie, the principal's going, okay, now I know what's going to happen once we open the school. You're going to have people from all over the place wanting to come tour.
Tours all the time.
Yeah, and so we're going to have to limit these tours because the architect wants to bring everybody and their mother to see it, and so
contractor
and so forth. But it's going to be something, and even our own colleagues and the other principals and so forth will be wanting to see this. And, well, what'd you do there? We want to do it too. So
January 13th, we can all do that.
Yeah.
After that, when's the K-8 financing plan going to go before the board?
What do you mean by financing plan?
Well, you've got RDA funds and everything else going for that K-8.
Yeah.
When is that financing plan going forward?
I'm not sure what you mean by financing plan.
Well,
We're not going to issue any bonds. So the money's already in the bank.
Okay.
Yeah.
So no bond financing at all?
It was bond funding. It's sold in 210, but not Prop K, and not any future stuff. No, it's all sitting in the bank. And then hopefully we'll qualify for some state funds someday. We're going to apply for it, but you know, it'd be nice to get another 10, 12, or 15 grand out of it.
One last point that I just recalled, Randy, we left sort of alluded to this. What I can do, I can take a shot at a draft simple program. Sort of summarizing what we had talked about in terms of the consensus here. And I'll pass that around to each of the members of the COC and see if we can just come up with a simple paragraph that we might be able to use for the letter that's going out to the community. So I'll take a shot at drafting that, distribute that to the committee, see if you have some comments, and see if we can craft that kind of paragraph. Okay. Thank you, everyone.
Yeah. Thank you. Drive home carefully, please.
Yes.